Good morning, and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep, deep mysteries in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us on the show, and we get to listen. We get insights, and we get directions to every aspect of our lives. If you're hearing my voice this morning, that means we made it to a brand new day. Most importantly, we made it to a brand new week, and that is enough reason to be thankful to our Maker this morning. So I want you to take a second of your time to show gratitude to the one who has made this possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the beautiful things you keep doing for us every single day. We see your works, and we are so grateful. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and is that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your journals, your Bibles, and most importantly, grab that device that you're using to listen to me, share this link, and invite somebody to this platform. Let them become partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we'll make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 10th day in the month of February 2025. It's a beautiful Monday, and we'll be looking at a new topic that says the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 20. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Numbers chapter 7. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 34. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 34, which says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak to you to your shame." 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 34, which says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 11 to 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 11 to 12. Are you with your Bibles this morning? 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 11 to 12. From verse 11 it reads, "But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made good confession in the presence of many witnesses." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, "Becoming the righteousness of God in Christ," like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. Is a great responsibility, because people should see God's righteousness in you. This does not give you the liberty to sin. Rather, it gives you the responsibility to reflect Christ in a perverse world. I once traveled from Elisha, a town in western Nigeria, to visit my father in the Lord in Lagos. As I was driving to see him, I remembered that I shouldn't visit a man of God empty-handed. When I got to Surulere in Lagos, I saw an orange seller by the roadside and stopped to get some. When I arrived at his place, I presented the oranges, and as he ate the first one, he said, "Ah, this orange is sweet. Did you buy it on the road?" I replied, "Yes, sir." I understood the question. He wanted to know if I bought the oranges on the way before I got to Lagos. I should have told him that I bought them in Surulere, but I said yes. Immediately, I became very uncomfortable because the Holy Spirit convicted me. Consequently, I cleared my throat and said, "Papa, the question you asked, the answer is no. I bought the oranges in Surulere." The man looked at me, smiled, and said, "Holy Spirit, as the righteousness of God in Christ, you cannot enjoy sin any longer. You cannot lie conveniently or steal without remorse." Just as Papa knew that it was the Holy Spirit who convicted me, people must see a change in your actions and attitude if you truly carry God's righteousness. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. That passage we can find in Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. John the Baptist made the statement in the scripture above to the Pharisees and Sadducees who had come to his baptism. He told them that it wasn't enough to claim to be righteous when their actions contradicted their claims. This applies to you too. Your actions should not contradict God's word. Righteousness means right living. Therefore, your lifestyle must reflect God's standard pattern for life. It must reveal God's truth, peace, and love to the world. God has a standard which is summarized with the bold message: "Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." That we can find in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Beloved, God wants you to be filled with all the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the praise and glory of his name, like we say in Philippians 1 verse 11. Don't just claim to be the righteousness of Christ, of God in Christ. You have to live it. Today's Open Heaven Course is a key point that says you must bring forth the fruit of righteousness. You must bring forth the fruit of righteousness. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. It's free of charge, and you can enjoy all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.